Then today's a school day, isn't it? It's a school day. And the teachers are on strike, apparently. I didn't know that. Okay, well, you all get to school. You all get to do school. So that's great. So this is something particularly for you to listen up. More for your parents, though. One of the great patron saints of teaching, of schools, particularly here in the United States, is St. Frances Xavier Cabrini. She founded the schools all over the United States, an Italian immigrant who came up and said, the immigrants, they don't have schooling. What can we do about this? And so the Pope sent her to the Americas, where she went all across the United States founding schools, setting them up so that there would be good Catholic education and that our young people would not fall away from the faith, as well as becoming educated to become productive within society and life as well, to enter into good, holy, religious lives as well. And so I will give you now, moms and dads, a little instruction from St. Frances Xavier Cabrini on when she was commissioning teachers to go do their work well. These are her words. She turns and says, "How great and how noble, how elevated is the mission to which you are called to fulfill here within the world. To you, our divine Savior addresses those words which he once spoke to his apostles. He says, 'I have chosen you that you may bring forth fruit and that your fruit may endure.' He called you to be close to him in his own house, where there reigns a heavenly tranquility of soul. Here you prepare yourselves for the mission to which you have been called in society." As an aside, she's speaking to these teachers about their life of formation, and now they go forward to do the good work where they're being sent. Continue with the saint. St. Frances Xavier Cabrini further exhorts, "However little your experience may be of this world, you cannot help but seeing that society unconsciously forgets about God. But how much good cannot one in charge of education do if, besides intellectual qualifications, she possesses a mind which is solidly and candidly Christian and religious? She knows, as the late Pope Leo XIII said, that we cannot separate the intellect from the will. She knows that while we cultivate the one, we must lead the other unto virtue, and thus enable it to seek its ultimate goal. Therefore, the teacher gently and persuasively diffuses her beneficent influence in the school, aided by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Without form or sound, he penetrates into the utmost recesses of youthful hearts, which, like soft wax, receive this impression. This, then, is the fruit you are called upon to produce in the Church of God. Yet there is only one difference. While the teacher has only to teach her own class, you have to instruct the other teachers and have immense advantage of doing good even greater, because the seed that is sown by you germinates more rapidly to produce fruit. In this way, you are associated with the great work of the Christian apostolate. You are enrolled in the company of those generous champions who, at the command of our great leader and his vicar on earth, propose to combat bravely in order to restore the world unto Christ. In your work of education of your children, St. Frances Xavier Cabrini says you're doing a very, very important thing. Your job is not like a secular teacher to make sure you get high marks, but to make sure you produce saints, virtuous ones, to convert their will. And while it's all the more difficult for you to do that in the context of a home because there's so many other things that may adhere to that upon occasion, what does our saint say? She says that you don't work alone, do you? So don't think you have to do this work alone, because you don't. Who is the formator of your children par excellence? Who is the greatest one who is able to get to the very heart of the matter? El Espíritu Santo, the Holy Spirit. Don't forget that. The Holy Spirit is at work. This is a divine call that you're taking up. The Holy Spirit is at work there. No matter what age your children may be, though they be numerous or few, though they be still suckling, the Holy Spirit, if they are baptized, can indeed penetrate that heart, just as she spoke, which can be receptive in ways in which you cannot perceive, like fire moving into wax. For such is our God, a consuming fire. One further note. When it's a difficult day, when it's hard, when you find that nothing within your power seems to be able to get through the lessons that you're actually trying to do, don't think that you have to, by force, bring always things to order. But rather realize one more time that there's something invisible that works far more readily within your children, within your students. Each of them have a guardian angel. Why don't you pray to the guardian angel for help? The sole purpose of that angel is to get that soul to heaven. And what my own moral theology professor spoke of in Rome, he's a papal theologian, so he's probably somebody who can be trusted. At least he was in former times. For the Wojciech Giertek, the great Polish theologian, said, when you teach, particularly catechism, particularly to young ones, it doesn't matter what age that they are. If you wish them to be instilled with that lesson silently, make an act of faith, an act of hope, and an act of charity to invoke those virtues of faith, of hope, and in charity, which already have their root inside that young one in the very moment of their baptism. And thereby calling those virtues forth, theological they are, they will be able, the little ones, to grasp the highest things which you give them, because those virtues have been activated by somebody who has the authority to do so on their behalf. Thank you for doing this great work. It will produce fruit, though it works invisibly. Maybe you don't see it for a real long time. God knows what he's about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.